Archaeologist Joy Beasley walks across the land now known as Best Farm. But approximately 200 years ago, it was a 300-hectare plantation called L'Hermitage, owned by French farmers from Haiti, the Vincendiers. Their stone home and outbuilding still stand. The National Park Service archaeologist says her team discovered evidence of six other homes on the property, where slaves were kept.
Right here. Right here. Yeah, see where the ground's kind of disturbed? That's where one of the foundations was, is right there.
The Vincendiers owned 90 slaves.
And that's roughly 10 times the number you would expect them to have for the size of plantation they were operating. That made them the second largest slaveholders in Frederick County and among the largest in the state of Maryland at that time.
The Vincendiers were also one of the most brutal. Beasley says it's likely the family imported the harsh slave system practiced in Haiti to Maryland.
There's also an eyewitness account that refers to stocks and whipping posts and wooden horses, torture devices, in other words, being visible on the farm.
She says the harsh treatment actually prompted Maryland officials to take the family to court a few times.
Charges that ranged from what are termed cruel or unmerciful beatings to there was one instance in which they were accused of not providing appropriate food and clothing for their enslaved population.
At least twice, Beasley says the Vincendiers were found guilty. Very little is known about these enslaved men and women, and Stephen Potter with the National Park Service says that's why every coin, shell, and artifact the archaeologists find on the site is so important. It helps personalize them.
These individuals had lives beyond what their masters expected them to do. And so here we get to see glimpses of their private lives as a community and as families.
Back in their offices, Kate Birmingham is painstakingly cataloging all the items the team has found into plastic bags.
So when I look at the items, they look like stones to me.
A lot of people have trouble when they first start doing archaeology figuring out what the artifacts are. But you sort of learn as you're excavating by color and texture. And some things actually look surprisingly familiar, like nails.
And archaeologists try to interpret what certain items might mean. So for example, meat bones cracked open could mean slaves ate the marrow. And glazed ceramic fragments could explain how they cooked their food. Birmingham says they found many more buttons than they would normally expect.
We know that based on where the chimneys were placed on the houses, it would have been very cold inside these houses. A working guess that they could possibly have been having excess clothing that they were then taking the buttons off of, because the primary use of the clothing would be reuse as quilts for insulation, for blankets.
But digging up the past is painful, says Mary Harris, who's researched African-American history in Frederick County. She's been following the excavation with interest. Harris says these slaves wanted what everyone wants, a home, family. She says they were survivors.
It's what they overcame. It's a thing of strength and of perseverance, and we can use those things in our lives today.
National Park Service archaeologists will resume their work at the L'Hermitage site this summer. Joy Beasley says they hope to eventually set up a permanent exhibit featuring the artifacts they recover to tell visitors the story of the plantation's history. For VOA News, I'm Kavitha Cardoza in Frederick, Maryland.